315. It's the only area code for 18 New York counties, and it stretches all the way from south of Syracuse in central New York to the Canadian border. But that could change. Regulators say it's time for a second area code in this large geographical region. Sarah Harris reports.
One of the great things about living in the 315 area code is that if you, say, want to order Chinese food for lunch... you only have to dial 7 digits.
Hi, could I place an order for a small vegetable fried rice, please?
Area codes may not seem like a big deal at first, but it turns out they matter to people. John Manning directs the North American Numbering Plan Administration, NAMPA for short. That's the organization that's basically in charge of assigning phone numbers. Manning says people identify with the area codes they've had for a long time.
People become connected with a particular number. They like that panache associated. Hey, I have a downtown New York City 212. I have a 415. I have an old 214 in downtown Dallas, Texas.
Manning says area code 315 is about to hit something called area code exhaust. He says it's not when all the numbers in an area code have been assigned. It's when the area code runs out of prefixes, that second set of 3 digits.
We do know we only have a little over 30 available prefixes now.
And those prefixes are expected to run out in early 2017. Then 315 would either have to get what's called an overlay, that's a new area code for all new numbers, and all the old numbers keep 315, or it would be split. Half the population gets the 315 area code, and the other half gets something else. This question of adding a new area code has been going on all over the country for years. Manning explains that in the late 90s, a lot of new phone companies cropped up. Plus, people started getting cell phones, and that meant the country needed more prefixes.
So you have this demand for prefixes, and therefore, you limited the quantity, you can see why we were saying, oh, it looks like we're going to exhaust an area code.
But 315 has hung on a lot longer than anybody expected.
This is the fifth time since 1999 that they have warned us that the end is near.
That's State Senator Patty Ritchie. She says she doesn't want her constituents to have to deal with the inconvenience of an area code change unless it's totally necessary.
It's going to create a real hardship for businesses, for senior citizens. So it's something that I certainly don't take lightly.
Manning says, yeah. Businesses may have to reprint their cards or signs. Dialing an extra 3 digits might be confusing for a little while.
Everybody wants to avoid the disruption because there is a disruption. But eventually, we found over time, the public gets used to it and eventually rolls with it.
The New York Public Service Commission is taking comments on the area code change at its website. No date for a decision has been set. For WRVO News, I'm Sarah Harris.